The main goal of Ambassadors of Hope Kenya is to transform community through the love of God. The focus is on vulnerable orphan children, widows, and girl child who are not able to get food, clothing, medication, shelter, education, and love. Rogers has been simultaneously impacting lives both in the city and rural. Let's start with the city. Welcome to Highgate's Educational Center.
Highgate Educational Center. We are based in Nairobi, Kenya. I want to say you're most welcome to hear what we are doing here. We have children that we are taking care of. We are nurturing them to be self-independent or responsible people in the society.
Lovely.
Plan.
Start.
Plan.
Say fruits.
This school was started way back in 2010, and till to date, when we started with 6 children, we have now about 95 children in school. And this is as a result of some of you coming on board to help us nurture these children. We give them food, we provide them with school uniform, we provide them with school materials like books that they are using to learn. Most of these kids are very vulnerable, and some of these kids are coming from a very bad background. Majority are total orphans and partial orphans. So I just want to introduce our school to you, that if you feel that it's a call in you to come support what we are doing, you are most welcome.
7 o'clock.
Point at 4.
Four o'clock.
Point at 1. Yes, Deborah. 1 o'clock.
As well known to us, education is the key to success. These little ones struggle to secure their future with the available scarce resources. It's so sad that the meals offered in school, especially lunch, will serve as supper to some children since back at home, their parents or guardians have too little to put food on the table. Meals are one of their sources of joy. After the meals, at least they can both concentrate in class and actively play in the field.
First, I want to thank those who have been supporting us through giving us stationery, food, and supporting some of our kids who are needy. I want to thank you all. May God bless you abundantly. May God bless your family. May God uplift you. Thank you.
My name is Jemima Owor. I'm the head teacher of Highgate Education Center. I'm here to say thank you for the delicious food have been providing for us lunch and breakfast in school. In Highgate Education Center, we have challenges. The children do not have enough school. The seats are not enough, and we always have problems with teachers coming and leaving because of poor payment. We need well-wishers like you to support us. We have problem with school uniform. The children do not have enough school uniform, enough books and seats to sit on. Most of them sit on the floor. Yeah. Another thing I would like to say is to say thank you for you and may God bless you for having supporting us all this time.
What about the rural? Ambassadors of Hope Kenya through Rogers has been able to help both the middle-aged widows and get proper shelter among other needs.
Ambassadors of Hope is comprised of so many activities that we are doing. Right now we are in the village of Omboy in Nasembo, Siaya County. These are some of the widows that I'm working together with, and they are so happy today to have this opportunity to be filmed. And majority of them are not here because they are very old, they can't walk to join together with me today. And I really want to say thank you so much, my dear listeners and all well-wishers who have been very supportive in our mission. A majority of them have received new houses, and some of them have received blankets, clothing, and we normally have food every month, and sometimes it doesn't come.
In this case, the widow is explaining how uncomfortable her house is. Besides, Rogers has been able to unite the widows in a group for empowerment purpose. They do meet in the church to discuss their progress, challenges, and look into the way forward. Despite shortage and scarcity of resources, the widows group has hard working women who toil hard to make both ends meet for their siblings.
Nyasaye no parwa gima kama nyaka nene pok waneno. Nyasaye no pok oparwa kaka okaw mond liete, mond machuogi otho, mond mathagore, nyithindwa be koro owewa go wathagorego.
Nyinga Pamela Dero, an e group mar Ambassadors of Hope Kenya, jatendwa ni Roger Sauli. Osebedo kokonyowa gi chiemo, osegedo ne jomoko, bende osetwang'nwa uniform mar group. Koro osemiwa nyaka baranget. To kuom mago duto, wakwayo ni kapo ni wanyalo yudo moko. Jomoko, jowetewa moko ma nigi chuny mar konyo. Nyalo konyowa nikech mond liete ng'eny, nyithi kiye bende ng'eny. To gidhi skul, to yor pesa onge. Koro wakwayo akwaya ni kapo ni nitie joma nyalo bedo gi chuny mar konyo, to nyalo medo konyowa nikech joma ng'eny dwa ni mondo odonj e grup. To onge kaka gidonje nikech onge namna ma ginyalo donjo. Koro miyo mago duto, wakwayo osiepe manitie, well-wishers manyalo, mondo konywa wan bende.
Most of the widows have benefited from Ambassadors of Hope Kenya and get to hear what they say.
Ninaitwa Teresa Uticha, nimepiga asante kwa hii grupu yetu, Ambassador, imenisaidia. Nilikuwa nalala nje, sikukuwa na nyumba, nyumba yangu ilipelekwa na upepo, nikabaki bure. Sasa nimepiga asanti kubwa sana kwa hiyo grupu yetu imetusaidia. Tumekuwa na manyumba, tunashukuru Mungu. Aendeleshe hii grupu yetu endelee mbele. Siku zingine pia asaidie mwingine.
Thank you so much, my dear friends. As you've heard from Teresa Teacher, The wind came and blew out all the roof, and she was living in a terrible place. But I want to thank you so much, you guys, for standing with Ambassadors of Hope. As Ambassadors of Hope, we've managed to rescue her, and now she has a new house. Thank you so much to Evangel Church, and specifically to Susan Taylor. Susan Taylor, thank you. This is one of the houses that you built when things turned against Teresa. And she's very happy today. She's very healthy. And out of it, she's now moving on with her normal duties. And as you can see, she's very excited that she has a new house. Thank you so much. God bless you so much. God bless the family of Evangel Christian Church in Washington. We love you so much, and we give God all the glory for you. This is Magdalene Onyango, and Magdalene is not feeling well. She's not going to talk for today. Actually, she was just resting in the house. This is one of the houses that we built for her when her house was leaking and was very bad, almost falling down. And Magdalene is very thankful for what God has done.
Hi. Anjiliel. Koro gimomia mor ni joamba ajabasada no mia ot. Koro agoero kamane gichagi timi ne jomoko kaka ne gitimo.
So this is what Dolorosa was using as a main house. This house was leaking, as you can see, it's all torn and it's almost falling, and it's really terrible. Till she came to Ambassadors of Hope, we came to visit with her and we said no. This is not worth for human being, not even animal. Then upon sharing, then well wishes and people of goodwill came to help us have this new house. And Dolorosa today, she's a very happy lady, and she's ready to keep on with her normal duties. I'm calling upon our friends, well wishers and donors to join hands together with us to help us provide housing for these widows, to help us provide food for these widows, to help us provide love. I mean, some of them can do business, but we don't have that position to do it. We really want to encourage anyone, someone who is outside there who is watching at us, to come in and show support to these wonderful women of God to start their own thing because they want to be independent. I want to encourage my dear listeners that you are most welcome to come to this village and see with your own eyes what is going on. Majority of them, as you can see behind me, these widows, some of them were not sure if they could even wake up one point to, I mean, just walk to some place. But today they are very happy, and because of some of you have really participated. I would really welcome people who can come and train our widows how to do handwork. People can come with entrepreneurship skills to come and train our widows so then they can be independent on their own. I mean, I believe in showing these people how to fish rather than giving them fish that is already fished. So I would really encourage all of you, my dear listeners, that there is a way we can change this world. And together with you, together with me, it is really possible. May God bless you so much, and I'm looking forward to it. Welcome you to my country to do anything that God put in your heart that you can give to our widows. Thank you so much.
Rogers, come on up. You have heard me say before, in a pretty remarkable way, we can, with $850, we can build a house. Well, I'll just tell you one quick story. Someone called me up in the body and said, I have some money I want to send to Kenya, and I'm not sure how to do it. Could you go help me? And so I met her down at the parking lot at Walmart, because that's where you go to send MoneyGrams. I met her down at the parking lot. We were standing in line, and I said, well, how much are you going to send? And she told me the amount. I think it was $1,000 or something like that. And I said, well, did you see this email? The day before, Rogers had sent me an email about this woman whose house was blown down in the storm, said, if you can help, this lady lost her house last night in this big storm, and we really need to build her a new house. It's really urgent that we do it quickly. I'm standing in line with this lady who's about to send the money over there. She had no idea that urgent need was even there. And so within 10 minutes, Rogers had the money in his hands. Within days, he was out there, and they built that woman a house, and that was the woman in the video. This is Rogers Audi.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff. I'm so grateful to be together with you today in your church. I really want to pass greetings from my family. You know, sometimes we show these videos and you don't know where to begin with. I mean, sometimes I wish we showed them last after we are finished, because I wanted to share something from the Bible. Cynthia and my son Chris. Chris is 5 years. I was doing video call when a friend of mine, Don, decided to take me out for some resting in down at the ocean. And so my son was just so excited, and Cynthia was like, next time I'm going. I said, okay. And then I said, fine. People here are asking me so many questions about you. You need to come. So yeah. Who knows? She asked me that when I stand before women and men of God here, I say hello to you. Yeah, thank you so much. Cynthia is just a wonderful woman. I will give you a story how we met. I love her so, so much. So God spoke. When Pastor Jeff asked me if I can speak, I said, yes, I can speak. And I started figuring out what God would really want me to share with you as a body of Christ. And as I was praying and God, I felt God was talking to me about faith. Just say something about faith. And I'm really going to share a bit about faith. And if you have your Bible or you have your phone, because I'm told your Bible these days is your phone, so you can turn to your phones in the book of Hebrews. I'm sorry if I'm infringing someone, but in good faith, so if you can turn to the book of Hebrews 11:6. So I just want you to know the definition of faith. In the book of Hebrew, they have defined it, but then you can build on definition based on revelation that God is putting into your heart. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. In Kenya, when we preach, we say hallelujah. So if I say that, don't be like, is he being carried off with the Holy Spirit? Amen. So while I was doing my research, I found that faith is substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I mean, faith is so big, and when songs were going here, and it was all about faith, and I was like, God, you are connecting my message. And you know, God's word is very timely. Sometimes you stand, you want to speak, and someone speaks ahead of you. And I just wanted to give you a definition of faith, but what I wanted to share about faith is how we can build on faith. Because people have faith, but how can we build on our faith? And this is also connected to the ministry that Pastor Jeff is doing, and ministry that Rogers is doing, and any other person is doing. It's all about faith. Because the truth of the matter is, you are not his children that he comes here and is sure that you are going to come to church. And as a matter of fact, some of you go for vacation and you only text him when you are in vacation. Is that true? Yes, I mean, some of you go for vacation and Jeff imagines that Lisa is going to come to church, and only to realize after the service, Lisa sending a message that, oh, I'm having fun time in Hawaii. and then you say, please pray for us. The sun is too hot for us. Can you just pray for us? I mean, it's really, I like doing ministry. I mean, you must have faith because everybody is looking unto you. And yesterday night we had a very serious conversation with my friend Dawn, and we were talking about how we can together, how we can change our city or our place where we stay. And one time we were talking with Pastor Jeff, and he was like, my heart is when I will see Longview, a city that knows God. And I was really feeling it, the way Pastor was bringing it. I mean, this thing is in his heart, and he's really praying over it. He's doing everything that he can do as human being and speaking to God about Longview. And I come to this church and I see pastors coming and meeting here. And the bottom line is how the city of Longview can know Jesus. And how I feel so excited that men of God put aside their church differences, put aside their businesses, just to pray for some of you who never knows if they're being prayed for and who goes for vacation and without even informing people that we are going out. I mean, it's not wrong to go for vacation. I'm just making it so for you to be comfortable in my class. And so, amen. And so, as I was going through my studies, then I was reading from my Bible in the 2 Peter 11:5-11. But now, what I was speaking is that building our faith in Christ needs a lot of guidance and diligent effort to increase and add to our faith. It needs a lot of guidance and diligent effort to increase into our faith. I mean, as Pastor Jeff and other pastors come together, they pray for this city to change, this city to know Jesus. It really needs a lot of effort. And then, they should be very diligent on how to handle human being. Because human being is the delicate thing to deal with. Hallelujah. So some of the things that I was speaking in the book of Matthew 7:7-12 is ask God for more faith. Jesus instructed disciples to ask, seek, and knock. Jesus instructed disciples to ask, seek, and knock. There are things that if you need, you can't just stay at home. You cover yourself with a very heavy blanket, and indeed you guys have some nice blankets, not what I'm giving to the widows. And I doubt if those are called blankets. I think you have a name for what you cover yourself when you go to bed. Not really sheet. There is a name for it in Kenya. When I get it, I will share with you. It's very comfortable. It has some fiber inside and makes you feel comfortable. And so what I'm trying to say is, if you want to change the city of Longview, you will not sit back, relax, cover yourself, watch movies, and then have some coffee. It causes you to get out of that door. And what do you do after you get out of that door? And I was challenging my friend Don yesterday. Because we really had a very serious conversation. And I was challenging him. I was telling him, well, you guys want to change Longview. But I feel there is something going amiss. And he was like, what's going amiss? I was asking him, how many of your neighbors do you know? because it begins with me. When I started working with Ambassadors of Hope, it was Rogers first. What is my responsibility? You can't send money to Kenya and nobody receives it. And I can't tell you to send money to Kenya when there is nothing to show that we've done. True or false? There must be something that I have to prove that is going on there. And that's why I'm encouraging you to come. And be, when you come, you'll start building houses. You know, you'll be telling me, Rogers, I have 3 houses. Give me the widows that need 3 houses. Because now you have not come, you don't know how urgent we need the houses. Now, the point is, what is your responsibility? Church is the body of Christ. Church is not Jeff's property. Sorry, if someone thinks that this church belongs to Pastor Jeff, you are in a wrong place. This is a body of Christ. And a body of Christ, we all the segments in the body of Christ have responsibility. So Pastor Jeff will stand here. We will have to sit there. Someone will make sure that praise and worship is running. You can imagine a state where Pastor Jeff is the praise and worship team, is the geek down there, is a cleaner. There is something going amiss. And church, I want to encourage us. Can you let us come out and identify something that we can do in the body of Christ? My point is, for us to change the city of Longview, then Patrick, you will have to reach out to your neighbor. It is unfortunate that some of us, we don't know who is our neighbor. And that's why what happens in Texas last Sunday is because we don't know people around us. Had we known people around us, then we would have known someone who is going to make a mess. Praise Jesus. Had we known someone around us, had we known our neighbor, we'd have known the person who was going to make a mess. But because you drive your cars with all the glasses up, and you come to your homes and you have the cords, dogs all around you, I mean, when will you reach to your neighbor? And your neighbor is the same. I was telling Don yesterday night, it takes a step of faith to knock to your neighbor's home. I know there are some people who knows laws here and they will like, you know, you can't bring Jesus into my home. You go to the next door, they say no. Second door, they say no. The third door, someone is looking for Jesus. Yeah, I'm sure the third door, someone is looking for Jesus. And I was telling him, you reach that person, the two of you, you will convince these two. One will accept Jesus. When these two and you, this one will have to join the winning team. Am I speaking to someone? Yeah. And that way, city of Longview will know Jesus. But as we continue to be so private, conservative, when we drive all the glasses up, you have no business with your neighbor. I'm telling you, all of us, we know Jesus. We just want someone who is outside there. All of us here, we know about Jesus. We know each other. We are friends. But when will we fill these seats? Because there are owners of these seats outside there. Church, there is owner of that seat next to you, which is empty outside there. Am I speaking to someone? Who are you waiting to go bring those people? Jesus to come down to get those people? You are waiting for Jesus to come down on a Christmas day to go get those guys and fill the seats? I want to challenge you. Evangelism is getting people, going out to people, reaching out to people. Where you are working, where you are walking. I mean, what do you discuss when you have time? We were discussing this thing in Kenya. Time has come where nowadays people don't want to carry Bible because they feel like they are behind, they feel like they don't know what they are doing. I mean, if you want to deny Jesus, how do you expect Jesus to take care of you? Where is your true identity? You want to identify with God in the church, but out of these doors, there is nothing like Jesus around you. What do you discuss with your family? Some of you, your children have never come to church. What do you discuss with your children when you hold up your phone? What do you tell them? I love you. Do you tell them, do you love Jesus? Church is dying. And church, we really need to wake up. We really need to wake up. Let us get from our slumber bed. Let us get out of that slumber bed. Let us get out of that comfort zone. I was telling Don that these people better kill me. These people better kill me evangelizing for Jesus than I get a road crash. If reaching to that neighbor will make him draw his gun to shoot you, let him shoot you. God will weaken his hands and the gun will come down. Because God will never disappoint you. I'm telling you the truth. When I came here to Longview, can you just stand up? Can you just stand up? Just stand up where you are. This is the gentleman that took me to his home when I came to Washington for the first time. Thank you, sit down. I'm not rude to you, but there is a point that I want to bring home. I came here by faith. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know anyone. I didn't know even Andy. We just talked online. And then his church, they wrote me an invitation letter and I came over here. And then things turned upside down as we thought with him. But God knew my mission was genuine. God knew what he was bringing me here for. And at some point, I would feel like, what is happening? Because we feel with flesh that things are turning against us. But God is preparing us for another level. God is working his things. And now I come the second time, you people raise money for me to come here. Now the second time, Pastor Jeff buys another ticket for me to another state, and the guy in the other state is buying another ticket for me to go to another state, and God is working things, you know, the way we think. I mean, God now reconstructs everything. And that happens only if we build our faith in him. Where do you build your faith? Do you build your faith with your work? Some of you here, when they hear any phone call or a letter that you are no longer working with us, they are dead. Because you've left God and you've attached yourself to your job. You've left job, you've attached yourself to human being. God is able to multiply even what you are doing more than you can imagine. And that will only call if we all have intimate relationship with him that will build our faith in him. Hallelujah. Yes. Today, I feel like telling you the truth. And I was telling my friend Dawn again that sometimes we have to be radical. Yeah, we have to be radical. I don't have to be your friend to please you. I mean, I have to tell you things the way they are. And Don was very honest. He said, I don't know my neighbors. I don't know my neighbors. And then I told him, it starts with you. We come to Evangel and we walk out. I see people around there with cigarettes. And I'm like, who speaks to these people? Who speaks to these people? Who do you want to reach out to if you can't reach out to these ones who are here? These ones, I see them. Every time we come with Pastor Jeff, I see them here. Some even, I mean, they lean on the wall of the church and then they take their lighter and they light their cigarette and it's smoke. I mean, whose business? Do you want Jesus to come down to talk to these people? I mean, let us take a challenge. Let us take responsibility, Trizy. Just reach out to these people. Give them a hug, even if they are full of their cigarette. Give them a hug and share with them about Jesus. If you share with them at least 10, I'm sure 2 is just looking for that person who will reach out to him or her. If you do 3, at least 1 is just waiting for that person to reach out to her or him with the word of God. And God will always cover you and protect you, and will just direct your paths to the right people. God will always direct your paths to the right people. I see, I was doing my own statistics here, and then I look at the ages of members of the church. 3/4, you are almost age mates. And so I was looking at the future of the church. I was looking at the future. I don't know if you've ever imagined, where's the future of evangel? Yeah. When I come back 20 years to come, who will be welcoming me here? I've never seen your children here. I don't know if you have children or... I mean, where is the future of the church? Can we take challenge today, church? And do things differently. Yeah. Let us try and do things differently. Mary, let us try and do things differently. You know, today I'm like a family. Yeah, that's why I mention your names. Let us try and do things differently, because that is what God is looking for. God is just looking when we will take a step of faith and do the imaginable. God is waiting to see when you will bring that drunkard, that guy who was drunk so bad. You draw him to the church, and then the rest of the people pray over him. I'm telling you, this person will be the right person to even do evangelism than you did. Because God wants to deal with those who are said like they have nothing. I mean, the least. God just wants the least. Because us, who knows Jesus, we are in other churches. So you can't go to Father's house to bring people here. I mean, you can't go to Nazarene and to Calvary Chapel down in Kelso to bring people here. And you can't go there to start preaching Jesus, because someone is preaching Jesus there. But people are languishing here with bad characters, but it is us who can change them. But that one you can only do when you step out of your comfort zone and you have faith that today I'm going to deliver 2 or 3 to the kingdom of God. Yeah. And how sweet, even angels in heaven there, they celebrate when one sheep comes back to the flock. What have you done? Ask yourself. You do music, good music in the church. You know how to tithe. I mean, that is not enough. Jesus is so concerned with that one, that man, that woman who is outside there. Church, Jesus is just concerned with that lady who is outside there. And it is possible. I was telling my friend that I will come back again and I will do that business myself. Yes, because I've reached out to the widows and you people are ready to help me help widows. You are ready to help me feed the children. I'm coming here to do that which you don't want to do. I'm coming back. I'm serious. I'm coming back and I'm coming to do that which you don't want to do. Because I'm comfortable walking. You guys can't walk for a mile. You will die. And in faith, I know we are going to reach out to people. And we are going to start a group here that are doing evangelism, because you people are so busy. You want to do your own stuff. You are modest, you know. I see when Jeff with the team here are praising Jesus, guys are so modest. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, the kingdom of God, I mean, church, can we just wake up? Can we just wake up? I don't know. Okay, maybe. But I've seen some of you come to Africa and they dance like we dance and they preach and they do things. I mean, you people are so conservative. You don't want someone to step on your feet, and you are smart, and you don't want... I mean, Jesus died for our sins. He did everything. So then we can see what he did, because Jesus wants us to walk in his feet. I walked with his disciples. He was touching people. He was healing people. He was saving people. Where are you? What are you doing? It's not about coming to church on Sunday. You should stop if you think coming to church on Sunday. Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm stepping on someone's toe. Some of us, we only touch our Bibles on Sunday. God wants us to be constantly, every day reading his word. Because when we read his word, we build our relationship with him. We read his word, we know where God wants us to be. Ask God for more faith. Jesus instructed disciples to ask, seek, and knock. James offered the same advice in James 1:5. This is why the disciples asked Jesus to increase their faith. We can do the same when we pray honestly about what we trust God for. When we pray honestly, when we pray without ceasing. These people who are standing outside there and the city of Kelso and Longview, we are going to know Jesus. The responsibility is on your side to have these Bibles. You go outside there, you make sure that you feed them and you give them a word of God and you point them to Christ. You show them where Christ is. Prove what you believe. Follow Paul's admonition, that is in the first book of Thessalonians 5:12, and prove that God exists, that the Bible is his inspired word, where the true church is and who are God's true ministers. Prove what the Bible actually says and hold fast to what you prove to be the truth. Share the word of God. Illustrate from the word of God. Because how will you reach out to these people? There is love. Jesus himself was love. That's why he died for our sins. That's why he could feed thousands of people with just small amount of food. Can you illustrate this? Can you just go out there, tell people about Jesus? Can you have your Bible, give them, read them some verses? Talk to them gently, because some of them are broken-hearted. They are heartbroken. Can you just talk to these people? Can you just show them that God is there for them? Can you just tell them that there is another day? Can you just tell them that things are going to change? These people are waiting for those kind of words. And you are the people having the word. We are the people who can reach out to them. Study what the Bible reveals about faith. Read and meditate on the examples of faith. Describe in Hebrews 11. Read the original accounts in the Old Testament. Determine what lessons you can draw from the accounts. Learn and grow. I mean, when we read the book of Hebrews, we learn more about faith, and it takes us back to the book, to the Old Testament. And if you want to know you read from the first in the book of Genesis, come to Exodus, you see the life of Moses. Look at the life of Abraham. He stayed for long without a child. It took faith that he would accept the fact that he doesn't have a child. Look at the life of Anna. When he gave birth to Isaac, he became everything in what we need. Look at Moses. Even when he was in the king's palace, he knew where he belonged to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stir up God's Spirit. Faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit. God gives his Spirit to those who repent and obey him. Pray, study, meditate, fast regularly, nourish and use God's Spirit. Doubts will go as our faith flourish. Do a lot of study. Pray, meditate. God will give us direction when we do that. When we pray, we meditate, we study. Study the Word of God. This Word is new and fresh each and every day. What you read yesterday in the same verse, if you read it today, God gives you revelation when you meditate. What you read yesterday is different from what you are going to read tomorrow. Because God keeps on, and that one depends on how you meditate on it, how you pray, because you don't just read it. You pray. You have a closer relationship with God. You seek God first. Live by faith. Put into practice what you read in the scripture. Trust God and his word. If the Bible says do it, then do it. Don't argue or debate with the scripture. Some of us, we take the verses and we read it, and you try to bring your sciences, you try to bring your... I mean, this is word of God. And some people have come out to debate. Get out of that group. You are joining a very bad group. You can't correct God. You are just a minute thing. After all, God breathed life in you. The same God can take that life out. Endure trials that will arise as you strive to live by every word of God. Enduring and overcoming the trials will help us build both faith and patience. When I was coming to Washington, my friend, after Sunday, was enduring trials. What I was going through, only God, if you had a dipstick, you'd know where my level of sugar was or my level of oil was. I was dead. But what does God tell us? Let us endure all the trials. When you go out for a mission, when you go out to evangelize, some people will throw insult at you, but endure that. Some people will tell you like you are mad. Endure that. Some people will look at you like a mad person. Endure that. Those are trials that are part of us. It doesn't matter what people are saying about you. Let us listen to the opinion of God. Let us listen to the opinion of God. And God will always direct your paths. Amen. Sometimes we become sick and you are like, it's done. Devil whispers into your ears, oh, this is no cure for this. If you have faith in God, you pray honestly, God is able and ready to cure you. There is nothing that is above God. The problem that we have is that we don't have relationship with him. And I want to give you an example. If you have a child, and this child is not going your direction, as a parent, what do you do? You choose not to follow up after him. And anything that happens to him, I mean, you just look at him. But when this child have relationship with you, you are always there for your child.
Yeah.
You are always there for your child. And I want to encourage us that we are all children of God. Can we have relationship with him? He will not leave us alone. In any course that we'll take, and we say we are changing the city of Longview, Pastor Jeff, we have good relationship with him. Oh my, Colleen, you are going to tell people to come to the house of God. Gail, and you are going to tell those ladies we met at Sizzla to come unto the house of God. Where's Mr. Mike? Mike Fox, is with the kids? He's going to tell those loggers that there is Jesus in here in Evangel. Where's Roger? Roger who works here. I love that man. Every time I come here, I see Roger. Good, thank you. You go out, tell those guys who are sitting here that there is Jesus in the house of God and their life is going to be changed. And that one happens only if we read his word honestly. We read and meditate. We pray. Before you go, you get out of the mission field, pray, seek God first. Let us know that we are going the direction that God wants us to be. It doesn't matter how people behave. They will do whatever they are doing, but God will always protect you. God will always mix these people to be gentle on you. Thank you so much for listening to me. I feel that I would share that one, that message with you. And I just want to embark to what I was showing here. I want to say thank you so much, Evangel. I don't know how many people have been sending money to Africa or to Ambassadors of Hope. Few of you have been sending directly. I recognize you by getting it directly, and some of you are sending to our website. They put it all together and then they send it to us. It's really helping. It's really, really helping. I want to say that 2 years ago, we really had problems. It was not easy to feed kids. At some point, I sold my staff to feed kids. I was like a mad person, but God directed my paths. It was not by mistake. I want to encourage you to be part of what we are doing. Being part of what we are doing is not necessarily your money. Your prayers is bigger than that money. Yeah. The prayers that you send to us is so, so big. I want to encourage you to pray for us. Encourage us. If you have found time, just write an email. Say, Rogers, you are doing good work. Rogers, I love that kid. Tell that teacher that she's doing a good job and stuff like that. It's really encouraging.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really encouraging. Thank you so much for everyone who I have crossed path with. And Pastor Jeff, thank you so much for making me know the members of this church. I feel like I'm a family. I mean, I look down there and I see my friends. In the middle here, I see my friends. And here, I see my friends. And I mean, I feel like I've been here for the past 1 year. Jeff, thank you so much for the music. I like the way you are doing music here. You, man, God bless you so much. I mean, Kevin Salinas and your family, you are so, so great. Oh, Mike Fox, I love you so much. Colleen, I can see you at the back there. Oh, Patrick and Tammy. Tammy has been working on our webpage, and that's really, really, I really appreciate. I don't take it for granted. Don just took his time to take me to the ocean, and I took a lot of photos. I'm going to tell people that I was out of America and at the ocean, so I was seeing America when I was in the ocean. I mean, it means a lot to me. It means a lot to me. I've never been to Sizzla. And Gailand took me to Sizzla, and there were a lot of food, man. You guys, you've given me a lot of food. I feel like Wow. Tracy, you are just so nice. Tracy, you know, after I finished my meeting with Joe and I wanted to walk to your home, Tracy decided to close down her businesses to take me back home. You guys, you are just amazing. I feel like I'm at home. If I don't, I've not mentioned your name, don't think that I don't know you. I love you so much. I know you. You are just so amazing. And Pastor, I'm coming back and this church is not going to be the same. And everyone is going to be blessed because of the good work you are doing. Because God is taking account of everything that you are doing. It's not in vain. Let nobody cheat you. It's not in vain. God is just going to do miracle in your lives, in everybody's businesses, in wherever they are working, in your marriages. It's going to be different. God is just going to increase you in a special way. How I pray that God is, you just see God in everything that you're doing. I'm serious about it. I'm praying that this church, everyone, just feel God in whatever they're doing, in whatever you are touching, in your families. Let those your kids who have not known Jesus know Jesus. I'm praying that God is going to make a turnaround in everyone's life. Amen. Some of you are struggling with things in your life. You've never shared with pastor, you've never shared with anybody. That thing is bothering you. God is just going to make a turnaround. You are going to stand here to give glory to God and testifying of what God has done in your life. Because I'm praying and I'm mentioning everyone in my prayers. And, you know, I'm going back to Kenya and I'm going to make these kids to pray for you. Because I believe in, a child is, I mean, yes, the other night when we were here, that young girl was stood here and she was very courageous and speaking about Jesus. I was like, amen, this is the people, these people are touching God. I'm going to ask my children when I go back there and the widows to just pray for Evangel, because Evangel, you are out there to make them shine, make them have something in their belly. You know, you are just out there to make turn around in their lives. The widow, the old granny that was being interviewed there, I was sharing with Pastor Jeff, this widow bothered me. She could go to everyone and telling them, Rogers doesn't want me. I'm going to die, and I'm going to die. This house is going to kill me. And if this house kills me, Rogers is going to be responsible for that. And it's, I mean, she goes around telling everyone. And she's old. She's almost 90. You saw her. She's very old, you know. She had children, and children, all children died. Nobody is taking care of her. And then I put that thing, I post it on my Facebook, and you know, God is just talking to someone in this church. This church, you are not going to, it is not going to remain the same. I mean, God bless you so much, guys. I don't know what I can say. I feel so much loved. And everything that you're doing for Christ, let it not go in vain. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Why don't you get your cards? He prepared some cards that talk about Ambassadors of Hope that he wants us to have. And I just want to give, there are a lot of you who have had a chance to actually talk with Rogers. I just want to have him hang around up here for a little bit. And you can just come up and just talk. Get to know him. Introduce yourself to him. Tell him your name. He'll probably remember. He's pretty sharp that way, and then we'll intercede for Don, because he probably got that sermon practiced on him pretty heavily. That was a good word. That was a good word. It was really good for us to hear that. So let's stand. Rogers, why don't you come on up here? I really encourage you to take a couple minutes, just to say hi to him. Most of what this today was a good testimony of what he came for and the success that we've seen. This trip was amazingly successful because he got to know you. Whether there's a big financial blessing that comes out of it is irregardless. I think that there's going to be a huge financial blessing. Oh, by the way, if you want to give today to his ministry, Ambassadors of Hope, we
we'll just put it in this bucket that's sitting up in front, and we will get that to him. Some people have already been giving the last week, and so we're going to collect all that together and send it back over. And I'm sure it's going to be $750.
Thank you.
Just because God's good that way. He's amazing that way. And I he didn't have a chance to tell you, but, man, the trip to get here went from a funeral in the village to evangel. I mean, it was a phenomenal journey. But it just takes a while to tell the story, but it's a great story. So I'll pray, and then you guys just come up and meet him. If you haven't ever just said hi to him, just come on up and say hi. Lord, we thank you for the relationship that's growing between Kenya and Longview. We're so humbled to be part of this ministry, part of Roger's and Cynthia's and Chris's life. We're so thankful that just in a year you've taken us so far, but we want more. We just want more, Lord. We're not greedy. We're just really expecting you to do miracles in our midst. So we pray for we pray that the next 4 weeks that he spends, 3 weeks that he spends in the States are amazing, in the connections he makes in West Virginia and North Carolina and Alabama and Texas, that he really makes some important connections with people he needs to, Lord. And pray that as he gets back and he greets Cynthia in about a month, she is going to be blown away at what you did. Thank you, Lord. Bless us as we bless you. Amen. Bless you guys. Come on up. Say hi.